back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford and our producer, Scott Eckersley, the Jack and Tom Show. 1320 WILS. Give us a call, 393-3700, or Tom. People can follow along online. People who may not be able to hear our show where they are can always check out 1320WILS.com.
Oh, yeah. And you can get the podcast on there. You can get the live stream, and it's great. And so we're excited, especially about football season now. Some of the alumni following and fan following Michigan State. We'll promote that show, our show, on Twitter and Facebook, and get that exposure out as much as possible.
Big Ten kickoff meetings starting Monday.
Yeah.
And you can watch them on the Big Ten Network. I know, that's four hours.
That's great. You don't even have to go down there, and I like it.
Earl and I aren't going this year. We're not going down. Nope.
Like, why? Well,
Scott and I were going to go. Well, a bunch of reasons, really. We've got the election.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
Coming up on Tuesday.
Right.
And we've got a couple other big events in town.
So it's going to be the Hyatt again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to go down there?
No.
No. Don't want to go down there and talk to Rich Rod?
No.
Might be your last chance.
No, you got the Big Ten. You got everything. You got all, the internet has changed the world as far as garnering information, even as a journalist. You want to call myself that?
Yeah, it has. You just have to be careful how you use it. It's very easy to get lazy.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying it replaces the face to face, and those are great to have. And obviously, in your electronic broadcasting with TV, you got to be down there. I'm just talking about when you're following things and when you're doing a weekly radio show. There's plenty.
Well, what's the first thing I do when I come in here? 5 seconds before we go on here, what's the first thing I do? Plug in my computer, right?
Yeah.
Those are days I'm early. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, let's go out to our phones, 393-3700, and let's start with line one and recovering, we hope well, John Freeberg. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you
doing? You feeling better?
Yeah, I feel a little better.
Well, good.
Yep. It's a real slow process for sure, though.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, hang in there, and football's around the corner, though. That'll make you smile.
There you go. Absolutely. Hey, I would hate to be a CAAC blue basketball coach right now. I'd be a little worried about my job. That's two people here in the last two, three weeks.
Well, the Tony Sweet. See, I'm not familiar with the Grand Ledge program, so I didn't see that coming at all.
No, I didn't either.
Me either.
I knew there were people who had issues or were unhappy, but you get that in every program, Tom. You get that in every program. You're going to have someone discontented. You can't. You can't please everybody.
Right.
No, you cannot.
No, you can't. When you got kids, you got parents, you got, you know, expectations, it's tough. It's like a lot of coaches I know, they'd still be in it if it wasn't for the parents. Well, parents are part of the equation. We're going to talk to Finnemore about that. It's a huge part of the job, handling all that situation.
And, you know, there are times where the parents are right.
Absolutely.
The parents are right sometimes, too. They're not always wrong.
Yeah, just because you're a parent doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Sometimes you have weak administrators.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And sometimes you just have bad coaches. I mean, there are a lot of things that enter into it. Each situation stands on its own. But, you know, it isn't just the coaches who lose their jobs, Tom, in a time like this. These are the ones we think of. But how many coaches have left in their prime, and you know the names, some of the greatest names in this area, have quit coaching maybe sooner than they should have or would have?
Burnout,
administrative issues,
opportunities,
parents.
Or lack of opportunities.
Yeah. Why bother?
Now, Freeberg, when you listen to Tony Sweet, I don't know if you saw it last night on the sports, but or on Jack's show, you had Tony on yesterday.
We had Tony on, and Fred had him on, too.
Yeah, you could tell the pain in his voice. I mean, this is a big part of his life, and so he's in for a major adjustment for sure.
Well, if you ever watch him on the sidelines, he's a very, very passionate coach. He's definitely into the game. He's very vocal on the sidelines towards the refs and his players, and, I mean, guys, he's definitely full of energy in the sidelines.
Right, and that's at a high school that is a – pretty, let's face it, it's a football school. It's a football factory.
Baseball school, too.
And, what am I saying? Baseball, as much as football.
Yeah.
And you're
like a sandwich right in there in between. And the fact that he had that, you know, that program, has had some, you know, winning ways here recently, that's, you know, that's a feather in his cap for sure. But unfortunately, he's lost his job, and we'll move on from here.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for a guy like him as well as it was for Fleming. So,
what else is on your mind this morning?
The Tigers finally get a win. I thought I might not see that for another month or so.
Well, they got their win. They wanted to go out with a bang here at the end of July. So, you know, it doesn't get any easier. Look at the Tigers' schedule.
Oh, I know. Well, that's what Len Henning had projected when we had him on a few weeks ago.
That's brutal.
That's why he came up with a sub-500 final record.
Oh, he knew what he was looking at. I mean, think about this. They got Boston for a couple more.
But they won last night.
Yeah, they won. All right. But that, I mean, how many games are you going to win in Fenway Park? Yeah. They got four with the White Sox in 3 days, and they got the Angels for three. Tampa Bay for three. We saw what that looked like. You got three more with the White Sox, and then it gets easier. You get four in New York.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Wow. Unfun. Well, Freeburg, you take care of yourself, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. You guys take care. Thanks a lot.
Give us a call, 393-3700, 393-3700. We don't have a lot of open line segments today, Tom. We've got about three or four of them. So you have to pick your spots
We'll let them know.
Show.
Coach Finnemore coming up here on the
Absolutely.
Jack and Tom Show.
Steve Finnemore will be here momentarily. He's going to be in studio. Pat Fitzgerald, Bill Lynch coming up, Trevor Thompson as well, and much, much more. We'll be right back. The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.